Welcome to BIX Tech in 20, the podcast that brings you the latest news and trends in the world of technology. Presented by BIX, a leading tech company at the forefront of innovation, this podcast will be your new favorite source of insights. In this episode, we'll explore the rise of AIT, its impact on the international SMS landscape, and how collaboration between operators and brands can turn the tide against this growing threat. Our guest today is Jérôme Gazic, Head of Messaging Business Operations at BIX. Jérôme, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so let's dive in. What is artificially inflated traffic, and why has it become such a significant threat in recent years?
AIT, so artificially inflated traffic, this is a type of fraud where bots will generate fake traffic. So they will emulate a user who will trigger usually OTPs, which stand for one-time passwords. Or what we also see is that fraudster will send fake traffic to number which they control at the end of the chain. The consequence of AIT, that's first a financial loss for the businesses and the brands, because they will, let's say, generate traffic which they were not supposed to spend. And it has also an indirect impact on the mobile ecosystem, particularly because it creates a loss of trust in the valuable channel that A2P is. AIT, it's a relatively new issue, and we notice that it has become the dominant threat in the international SMS ecosystem since 2023, which marked the year when AIT surpassed other kind of frauds. There are a few reasons which we can mention for the rise of AIT. I think we will probably explore some of them later on in our discussion. But what we have noticed is that some key stakeholder in the industry lack of understanding of its impact. And we have conducted a research recently whereby only 36% of CPaaS or CCaaS enterprise customer, they were aware of what AIT was and what can be the impact to their business.
36% does seem like a shockingly low number, really, for CPaaS and CCaaS. So this report is actually available on the BIX website if you want to take a look at it in further detail. But can you tell us a little bit, why has AIT grown so quickly and, you know, come onto the scene, really, and especially in certain regions?
Of course. Well, on our side, we believe there are two key factors which are driving the growth of AIT. On the one hand, the popularity of SMS for OTP is one driver. Indeed, we see that in some region, 89% of OTP requests are going through A2P SMS, and the demand is higher as it has ever been. So this is one of the first reasons. The second reason is the rise of termination rates. So if we look at statistics again, since 2021, 90% of MNO have increased their international termination rate. In some cases, they more than double or triple the ITR. And of course, let's say the higher the termination rate, the greater the financial incentives for fraudsters to generate AIT. The main impacted region we observe are Asia, Middle East, and Africa, as in these regions, that's where the rates are reaching its spike. On the other hand, another driving factor to AIT, it's the deal that mobile operator are entering with aggregator, specifically exclusive agreements. And these exclusive agreements might lead some companies to generate artificial traffic to fulfill these commitments. And all in all, it creates, let's say, unfortunately, a favorable environment to fraud. So in a nutshell, on the one hand, the wide adoption of A2P for OTP, high termination rates, exclusive agreements. All in all, it makes it a lucrative target for fraudsters.
Yeah, perfect Petri dish. So we've touched on this a little bit earlier, the impact of AIT, but could you tell us just a little bit more about how it's impacted brands as well as mobile network operators economically and operationally?
Yeah, of course, AIT has a big impact. So first of all, if we look at brands, we estimate that cost of AIT is approximately 2.4 billion between 2022 and 2024. And the burden comes from, on the one hand, of course, the inflated traffic that brands have to pay due to AIT, combined with the increase of the international termination rates. On top, in order to combat AIT, brands have been forced to allocate specific resources to monitor, mitigate fraud. And this is disrupting the normal business operation and, let's say, involving or obliging brands to invest in this activity on top of their core activities. On top of the brands, I mean, AIT has also an impact on mobile network operators. We estimate that they are facing a drop of 16% of their revenue. And the main reason for that is the loss of trust in SMS as reliable channel. Indeed, because of AIT, brands are exploring alternatives like flash call, email, or silent network authentication. And so, as we say, it involves for MNOs to invest on their side too in complex tool and operational procedure to monitor fraud and make sure it's not growing. Last but not least, we can highlight that AIT can lead to reputational damage for MNOs, because in some cases, the perception can be that MNO, they are either complicit or unable to control AIT. And this accusation have led, for instance, Elon Musk to plead against the use of A2P SMS to engage with customers.
So you've just mentioned Elon Musk, and obviously he's quite a standout example here. Could you just delve a little bit more into that example and any others that are real-world examples of AIT's impact?
Yeah, indeed. I think the X, formerly Twitter, was the first one in the industry to voice the impact of AIT on its business. And I think they come with a claim that they were losing $16 million annually to AIT. And that following that, they measure that impact, they take a drastic decision to move away from A2P SMS for two-factor authentication. And I think this claim from X, that was really a trigger for other brands to look into the impact and the risk of AIT might have. And in that sense, we can also mention Meta and Google, who are both a large user of A2P SMS, particularly for OTPs. And both of them, they have reduced their reliance on SMS. Alors, of course, the high termination rate has an impact, but high termination rate combined with AIT, for them, that's a red line whereby that trigger a shift to use other technology to move away from SMS.
So how can technological solutions help in the fight against AIT? And what role does Bix play in this effort?
Now, indeed, technology can greatly help to detect fraudulent pattern and block fraudulent traffic in real time. And today we need to leverage AI and machine learning to, let's say, continuously improve the monitoring of the traffic. So on Bix side, already since many years back, we have invested in comprehensive suite of fraud and security solutions, and which are designed to help both the operator and the brands to combat AIT fraud effectively. We are basing our technology on unrivaled intelligence database enhanced by machine learning, and where we are confident to provide proactive and preemptive screening against a wide range of attacks, including AIT. But beyond, let's say, the technological part of the business, BICS is also leading the industry discussion, industry forums, to adapt the business ecosystem to react against AIT, to upgrade, let's say, our systems, and to make sure that we all feel equally responsible from the brand side to the MNO side and the aggregator ecosystem of this problem, and that we, at every level, let's say, of the ecosystem and the chain, actions to mitigate fraud.
So, looking ahead, what trends or innovations do you see shaping the future of A2P SMS security, especially in the context of AIT?
Well, the fraudster, we know, will continue to evolve and try to maximize money they can make out of it. So it's very important that overall the industry invests in the SMS security, and we can do it by relying on innovation in fraud prevention technologies. And in that type of investment, AI and machine learning will really play a pivotal role in detecting and responding to these new threats. As I mentioned earlier as well, the cooperation across the industry is critical, so that all stakeholders involved share information and best practices to stay ahead of the fraudsters. Finally, there are new technologies which can enhance and support real-time detection. And we can mention, for instance, the digital twins, which will provide new avenues for monitoring and securing SMS traffic and helping the entire ecosystem, from the brands to the MNO, to maintain the trust in A2P and safeguard the future revenues.
All right. Thank you very much, Jérôme, for your time and expertise today in discussing all these aspects of AIT. If you're interested in finding out more about this topic, we have recently released an ebook called AIT in Focus, Collaborative Approaches to International SMS Security, and it's on the BICS.com's content hub. So do go and take a look. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe so that you can be alerted to any future episodes. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Jérôme.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss on this important topic.